Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, 13, and 14. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Today we are talking about domestic adoption, and joining me from New Hope Family Services is Executive Director Martha Robb, birth parent caseworker Diana Johnson, and adoptive parent caseworker Amber Volker. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you all here today. New Hope Family Services is a pregnancy resource center and an adoption agency based in Syracuse, New York. So, Martha, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about the services that New Hope provides?
Sure, Sandra. Thank you. And thank you for having us on your show. New Hope Family Services is a pro-life Christian ministry. We seek to be Christ's hands extended to offer help and hope to those with pregnancy, parenting, adoption, and post-abortion needs. We began in 1965, over 50 years ago, as Evangelical Adoption and Family Services, an adoption agency, a voluntary, non-for-profit agency authorized by New York State Department of Social Services to provide adoption, foster care, and related counseling services. We provide adoption services statewide, so that means that we can work with birth parents and adoptive couples alike throughout the state of New York. If someone is interested in placing their child for adoption through us, we will come to them. And if someone's interested in being in their home or in anywhere neutral or comfortable place, we will come to them. In 1986, we also opened our Pregnancy Resource Center and then merged the two in 1992, and we became New Hope Family Services. With this merger, we are able to provide a continuum of services to different people in different stages of their lives to encourage them to choose life, whether it be our abstinence education program in the schools, or reaching out to a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, or assisting parents with aid with both material and parenting needs, or if a parent is feeling they're not able to parent, we are able to help them make an adoption plan for their precious little one. We also are able to reach out to those who have experienced loss, either through a miscarriage or a past abortion.
So we're going to focus today on that adoption piece because New Hope is a Christian adoption agency.
Yes.
Operating, licensed in New York State.
Yes.
And so I'm going to go to Diana. Diana, yes. As the birth parent caseworker, you have like 20 years of experience coming alongside expectant moms, guiding them through the process of choosing a family for their baby. Could you share with us what that process is like?
Sure. I can get a call from a girl who might be 6 weeks pregnant, or a girl who has delivered in the hospital, or a girl who might be struggling raising her baby, who thought it was going to be easy and thought she was going to have the support, and it's turned out to not be what she expected. So I can get a call in any of those areas. And what I do is just come alongside them, become their friend, begin to meet with them, and just be a good listener to their situation. It may be that God wants them to parent, and through the journey of counseling, that may be evident, or it may be that adoption would be a wonderful choice for them. But we believe very strongly at New Hope that life is what's important. So we always want to make sure that that baby's life is sacred, and that abortion is not an option. So adoption becomes a very good choice if you can't parent. And adoption is very different nowadays than it was 30 years ago. And that's what we're trying to get that information out, so that girls know just what's available to them as an option if they can't parent. We, as Martha stated before, We come right to them. We travel right to them and meet with them on a regular basis and give them the support they need to make that decision. And they can actually choose the family that they would like for their baby. And they can have openness, and they can have letters and pictures for 18 years. Some can have visits. It's just whatever will help them carry out that plan, we try to do for them.
And Diana, what does voluntary mean? I know New Hope is a voluntary agency. Can you explain what that term means?
I can. Voluntary is to make a choice on your own without pressure from Department of Social Services or Child Protective. It's where you are empowered to make that decision and have choices. And that's why it's very important to know what your limitations are and to know if you are parenting and you are in crisis, that this is a very good choice for you while you still have that, you still can make that decision without Child Protective being involved.
So for an expectant mom or a mom who has a newborn or a little one and recognizes that she's just not going to be able to parent,
yep,
adoption allows you to give your child the gift of life, first and
that's
foremost,
right,
and you get to take responsibility,
yep,
by making a loving plan for that's, your child.
That's right, and you hit a key point. It is taking responsibility. Many girls feel that adoption is not taking responsibility, but having worked with girls for many years, there is a lot of thought and love and sacrifice that goes into making an adoption plan. So you certainly are taking responsibility with that plan.
Yeah, and it's not, I know, I just always cringe when I hear somebody say giving up for adoption, or
right,
that's not the term. That's not the term, because they're taking responsibility,
right,
and making one of the most important decisions that a parent can make for their child.
That's right.
Number one being life, and number two being able to choose that family that you want your child to be placed with.
That's right. And to have a say. Years ago, girls did not have a say in where their babies went. And those are the stories we see on TV. Their birth parents that are wounded had no choice in where their babies went, had no communication. And those are sad. Those are sad stories that have made TV and movies. But on the other hand, nowadays we have choices, and we have we are connected to our adoptive families. And so there is healing in adoption. And yes, it's a loss, and there's grieving. But New Hope will come alongside that girl and give her the love and support for as long as she needs to work through that choice.
Wonderful. So let's switch over to Amber as the adoptive parent caseworker. Describe for us the process for prospective adoptive parents.
Yes. So it's interesting because, as Diana was saying, there's a lot of love and sacrifice and also grief and loss too that goes into that birth parent making that plan to place their child in a loving home. And going along with that, actually, for our prospective adoptive parents that come to us, they've actually began that process in a similar way. What I mean by that is that a lot of the prospective adoptive parents come to us having gone through their own process of grief and loss prior to even coming to New Hope. Many of them have gone through infertility or have worked together even as a couple, whether they would desire to adopt. So the process for them, again, is just begun even before they came to us and continues with us while they're here at New Hope. They go through a training and home study process with us where we equip them and educate them to ensure that they're ready and they're able to care for a child that's placed in their home. The couple goes through fingerprinting, you know, child abuse clearances, interviews, again, just to ensure that they are able and willing to care for a child. So it's unique. Adoption is very unique in a lot of ways. There's a lot of different things that they come to us with that they say, I can't control this, or, you know, a lot of fears even associated with the birth parents and having contact potentially, or, you know, who is this? Who is the birth family? So we really work with them extensively during the process, just to make sure that, again, we're supporting them, we're assessing them, because there's a lot of added stress with adoption that can happen even in their marriage relationship, you know, that we want to make sure before we approve them and before we place a child with them that they are ready and able to care for that little one. So we really, even though there's a lot and it can seem overwhelming as they, again, have had a process before they came to us and then even during the home city process, we really work on supporting them and just ensuring that, you know, they feel that during that home study process.
So do you see many couples, like you said, who come, who've experienced infertility, they've already walked through some stuff before getting to you. Are you seeing any families who just have a heart to adopt? Maybe they already have biological children, but they want to adopt, they want to grow their family through adoption. Do you see very many families in that situation?
Yes, I would say that's not the majority, but we do have families that come to us that are looking to build their family. They've already maybe had biological children, but they're looking to continue to build their family through adoption, or just adopting, again, one child. So we do see that. I would say sometimes what happens in those situations is that it's still a process for them beforehand, because one partner can be, maybe it's the adoptive mom who, she's been passionate about adoption and wanting to adopt for many years, and maybe it's taken the adoptive father a little bit longer to get to that decision or to desire adoption. So, but we do have couples that come to us that way as well.
So if a couple desiring to adopt contacts you, they can call New Hope Family Services, right, at 315-437-8300. And really you'll have a conversation with them and kind of point them to the next steps in the process.
Yes. And we also have an 800 number. I don't know if we had talked about that earlier, but it's 1-800-272-3171, if that's helpful.
Oh, perfect.
From coming out of the area. I don't know if long distance is much an issue with cell phones, but again, that's 1-800-272-3171.
Perfect. So at this point, I'm just going to let our listeners know this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption and foster care or to contact us, you can visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. I'm Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Today, we're talking about domestic adoption with the staff from New Hope Family Services in Syracuse, New York. New Hope has over 50 years of experience in the field of adoption. They are committed to meeting the needs of all of those touched by adoption, the child, the birth parents, and the adoptive parents. New Hope is a private, Christian, voluntary, nonprofit adoption agency authorized in New York to provide adoption services throughout New York State. And here with me is the New Hope Executive Director, Martha Raab, birth parent caseworker Diana Johnson, and adoptive family caseworker Amber Volker. So, Diana, I'm going to go back to you.
Okay.
For the birth parent caseworker, what are birth moms? What do you find that birth moms are looking for when they are considering a family? What are they looking for in an adoptive couple?
Well, every one of our adoptive families makes up a profile, which is like a biography. It's an album that reflects their life, their goals, their pictures of the inside and outside of their home. And as we work together, a birth mom will begin to decide what she's looking for. Often it's a family like she's had, a family maybe who have a close extended family, go on vacations, are active people, or it could be a family that she dreams about having and has never had herself. So it varies. I couldn't tell you that everyone is the same, that's for sure. Every girl is looking for something different. And that's what's unique, because we stand by and watch God make the match. Mm. And I would bring probably 5 or 6 profiles to that birth mom after we've made a list of what she is looking for. And most often she can find a family that she loves from that group of profiles. And that is her family, and that's who we keep for her until she delivers. And every time we have a counseling session, she looks at that profile again and just begins to bond and love that family as she approaches her due date. So it's not our match, it's God's match, and that's what's neat.
Yeah, I love that. And so adoptive families should be thinking about that family profile, right?
Yep.
And so, Amber, what do you find that prospective adoptive parents are seeking when they come to you?
Yeah, so many of our prospective adoptive parents come, you know, with a desire to give a child a loving home, and they're just really anxious and awaiting becoming parents or adding to their family through adoption, as we talked about. So we again, really talk with our couples during our home city process, specifically about even openness, because that can be a scary thing for families coming in, is what does openness look like? And by openness, I mean openness specifically with even the birth parents, birth mother, birth father. So we have different levels of openness. We have adoptions that have a semi-open adoption, which would be letters and pictures to the birth parents, which still involves them in that and is comforting to the birth parents, but also, again, can be really helpful for that adoptive child to know that they still have that contact, too. We also have adoptions that are open in terms of visits. So there's a lot of different agencies that might have more openness with birth parents in terms of visits, but we tend to be more conservative in that area. So with that being said, we've seen a lot of research that's shown, and we've experienced it ourselves as an agency, that openness is beneficial to the adoptive child. And we as an agency have worked through and have questioned, you know, specifically even with visits, is that helpful and is that going to be something that harms the child? But we've really come to see with our adoptions, and we've seen more open adoptions within recent years, that it's been really beneficial for that child and for the family as well. You know, that child has a lot, as we can imagine, with identity that, you know, that those birth parents will always be a part of their identity. And so it's really crucial that when we are really working with our prospective adoptive parents during the home city process, that they understand that those birth parents will always be a part of, in some way, their life, that child's life, and really, again, them thinking through what is best for them as a couple, what can they do to really support that for their prospective adoptive child. You know, we've also seen prospective adoptive parents that are coming to us that say to me, you know, I just want a healthy child. And, you know, again, during the home study process, we really are working with them to educate them, equip them, empower them, to give them information regarding some of the risks that are associated with in domestic infant adoption. You know, there's different birth parents that we deal with, so there's different medical histories, mental health histories, substance use histories, and that can be, again, overwhelming and kind of scary to think through what would they be open to as a couple. But we really want to make sure that both of them are on the same page as a couple, that they're aware of some of the risks that can happen. And again, we're conservative, and we want them to really make sure that they're open. For instance, if one of them's not as open to a mental health history of a birth mother who might be, you know, maybe a birth mother has depression or anxiety, and, you know, if one of the couples isn't, one of the partners isn't as open to that, we don't want to have them be open to a situation like that if they feel like that might have an impact on that child that they wouldn't be able to deal with. So we really just educate and work with them and equipping them to make sure they understand some of the risks and that they're both on the same page with their openness.
Very good. Martha, what is the age range of the children that New Hope places typically?
Yeah, we primarily work with infants as an infant domestic adoption program, but we do place up to children up to 2 years of age. what we find is that being voluntarily a voluntary agency, that means that we are not working with moms who are having their, you know, their rights terminated, or, you know, through what I think Diana mentioned earlier, you know, like CPS or something. But this is a voluntary program. So the mom would voluntarily surrender her rights, you know, and make the plan. And it's a very empowering process for the mom. So because of that, we do find that we primarily work with infants. So that would be placing babies at birth or soon after. There are sometimes we give a little time for mom to think through after the delivery if she needs that. And with that, we have some families that are able to care for the little ones on this very short-term basis. And we call them our tender, loving care families. And what I love about these families is that they not only open up their homes, but their hearts to these babies. And this time, this gap, if you would, that might need to be there for a couple of weeks. And the fact that they open up their hearts is demonstrated by the fact that we have to do some grief counseling with them because they love these little ones so much. But we obviously try to place the child as soon as possible. However, as I think Diana mentioned also, there are times when a mom has decided to parent, and as she gets into the process, she realizes that it's overwhelming and she's just not able to do that. So again, we want to be there to say we can offer the support for her to make that very courageous, loving decision to make an adoption plan if she feels she needs to. I think another thing that we want to, again, emphasize is that when you come to us and we start working with you, it's not like, okay, you signed on a dotted line, so you know you've made your decision and the control is away from you. All through the process, you're in control. The birth mom is in control. We have found that there have been a couple of cases. Again, it's not as common as the infant, where there has been a toddler that has been parented by their biological parent. Who has found that they weren't able to do that. And we have placed them in homes that have loved them. We have found that transition to be very smooth, considering that sometimes you might think that that could be a very traumatic thing. I think with all these adoptions, the more that we are able to equip the family and support the birth family, that makes the transition so much smoother. And in being equipped with the tools to meet the unique challenges of adoption is the key.
Yeah, so really quick as we wrap up here, Diana, what would you like to say to any birth mom who's listening?
Well, I think what I'd like her to know is that we can help her. We can give her hope. We can give her healing. And that there is, no matter what the situation is, maybe she's used alcohol or drugs, maybe she's had no prenatal care and she's thinking nobody would want my baby, I better have an abortion. We have always found a home for that baby. God has always raised up a family for that baby. We want her to know that we will just come alongside her, love her and support with no pressure, and guide her through the journey of her pregnancy.
Wonderful. And Amber, what would you like to say to any prospective adoptive couples out there?
Yes, we understand. I understand just personally and as an agency that, you know, adoption is not always the first option for some of our families that come to us. And, you know, with that being said, it's really important for us to really have a personal approach, which we do with our families, and being really sensitive to each individual and unique situation that these couples come to us with. It's very sensitive for many of them that enter in, and as we're thinking through, is adoption even still the right option for us? So we really, again, as they make that decision and come to that, we work with them during the home study process and really answering their questions and working with them, again, in that personal way to navigate through and think through the possibility of what that looks like for their family. And, you know, we really watch them during this process and see that they have this joy that, again, starts to continue during the process, and they get excited, and we watch that happen as they eventually get that child placed into their home. And, you know, it's really a beautiful thing to to watch.
Mm. So as we wrap up, Martha, can you share a testimony with us?
Sure, I'd love to. One that explains how important our ministry is to providing life. We had, I received a call from a mom whose daughter is a college student, pregnant, and the mom shared she was afraid that her daughter might choose abortion, and she was concerned about that. So I was able to then refer Diana to this mom, and so Diana was able to talk to the mom, eventually was able to talk to the birth mother and the birth father and share with them about adoption. At first, they were not open to that at all because they didn't understand adoption. They heard the myths that we are constantly trying to dispel. As they learned about adoption, they realized it was a loving, courageous decision that they were choosing life for their little one. And so they made a plan together for an adoption plan for their little daughter, and they also have openness with that adoptive family. And we have seen that wonderful relationship develop through this whole process. They have testified that they were so glad that they were able to talk with us, because before they came to New Hope, they actually had considered abortion. They recognized they didn't understand abortion. They also didn't understand adoption. And they acknowledge that there's certainly a loss in the adoption process, but they don't regret their decision. They are so glad that they gave life to their child, and they are developing this beautiful relationship where they can have visits and continue that contact with their daughter.
Hmm. Well, thank you, ladies. Martha, Diana, Amber, thank you for joining us today. If you are a birth mom finding yourself in a place where an adoption plan is your choice, or if you're a prospective adoptive family, you have a choice right here in New York State to connect with a Christian adoption agency. Contact New Hope Family Services in Syracuse, New York. They have an 800 number, 1-800-272-3171. They also have a website. You can go to their website. That's newhopefamilieservices.com. So thank you, ladies.
Well, thank you, Sandra. We appreciate you having us on your show.
Thank you. And to learn more about adoption and foster care, or to contact me, Sandra Flack, about speaking at your church or event, you can visit our website at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.